You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Alt var ved det blevet kastreret. The question is, when you kaivesh sechar sochir, when you hold back the wage of an employee, what lavim are you either? So the Chinuch gives a list here. The Chinuch says, "Bekovich sechar sochir al derech hazhara." The Chinuch says, "Shavu mishim bal tashok uval tigzol uval tolin umishim lo savu olav hashemesh." The Amru begir taishav sheyesh bo mishum b'yomot iten sechorei. So there's a number of different lavim in the psukim. The pasuk of Lo Sashok is written in the Torah twice. Once in Vayikra Yates by Kedoshim, which is our parasha, and once in Dvarim Chav Dalet. In one case it says Re'echa, in the other case it says Achicha, and it says V'hager Asher Bisharecha. So when it says Hager Asher Bisharecha, there's a machlokes in the Gemara of Metzia. Does it mean a Ger Tzedek or even a Ger Taishav? So there's one opinion, interestingly enough, in the Gemara, that when it says V'hager Asher Bisharecha, that it may even apply to a ger taishav, but it just applies to the pasuk that immediately follows it, which is b'yomo titen sacharei. So a ger taishav would only have the asay of b'yomo titen sacharei. Nevertheless, it's actually a braisa on kuf yud aleph amud aleph that when you hold back the wages of a schir yom beyond the representative period that you must pay him, you're over a number of different lavim. Now, there are a number of lavim in the pasuk itself. There's the pasuk itself, one of which is the pasuk that the Chinuch quotes here, Lo solin pula sechir itecha ad baiker. That's the pasuk right here in Vayikra Yetet, Perek Yates, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Then there's another Pasuk here in Perek Yates, Lo Sashok Re'echa. Those are at least two Lavin, but there are other Lavin. As I mentioned, there's a Gemara in Ezu Neshech, Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, that says that there's really no reason for the Torah to write Lo Sigzol. Because Lo Sigzol could be learned out from Ribbis and Onah. If I just would have written Ribbis and Onah, I would have known Lo Sigzol. Therefore, the Gemara says, why do I kneel on Bav Metzia Samach Aleph Amud Aleph? The Gemara says, why do I write Lo Sigzol? Lav or Lav B'Shnei Lavim. So the Gemara says, Lav or Lav, what Lav B'Shnei Lavim? The Gemara says, Kovei Sechar Sachir. That there's a primary lav of koivesh sechar sachir, let's say bal tolin or bal sashok, and then the Torah writes lo sigzol, lav or a lav, to be over the lav of bal tolin b'shnei lavim. So that's why the lav of lo sigzol is written, lav or a lav b'shnei lavim. So that's lo sigzol. But all the other lavim are actually written in the psukim in the Torah, either in Parshas Kedoshim or in Dvarim Chav Dalet. So the Chinuch says, Al derech hazhara, your oiver bal tashreik, bal tigzol, bal tolin, and lo savo lav hashemesh. So if you look at the Rambam, which the Chinuch quotes, first of all, this is based on a braisa. Braisa in the Gemara Bava Metzia, Kufiyat Aleph Amud Aleph.
There's no Malkus on any of them, so it's not really...
Well, that's going to the Rambam, there's no Malkus on any of them. As I mentioned to you, Shitas Taisvus, but Metzia Samech Aleph and Aleph, is there is Malkus on Baal Tashek. That's Shitas Taisvus.
Which one has Malkus?
Baal Tashek, according to Taisvus in Bava Metzia Samech Aleph and Aleph. We discussed that last time, the Menchas Chinuch quoted it. He said, it's possible that you could create a scenario where there is a Maisa, he says. He says, Yichud lo Kli, a person goes ahead and sets aside a Kli to go ahead and as a guarantor for his guarantee for his wages, then he grabs the Kli and doesn't pay. Or he says, the guy's a Koblin, and he goes ahead and gives the Koblin his object to go ahead and do the work on it, and he grabs the object from him and doesn't pay him. In both those cases, the Minchas Chinuch says you could go ahead and possibly create a scenario where there is a Lav Sheyesh B'maisa.
Tesis saying you get Malkus for Kavish Tarsarfe, for Baal Tolan.
What?
Tesis she says that you get for Baal Tolan.
Yes. Yes.
But you're over all these Laman. So the Adam have a possibility they can give us straw, they can say, point to the sheet as a gap to say what lab you're over, they can say any one of them? Or they have to say Baal Tolan?
I'm not sure if they have to say the primary, I'm not sure.
I mean, there are sheet that they do have to say what lab, but if they just can't say, that's not focus, but they have to just say you're over, is it a Raisa? Or they have to say what lab you're over?
Well, it's Rashi and Shavuos in 2 days and Taisvus in Shabbos Ayin Yomim Beis. Do you have to say the exactly which lav it is, or that you're prohibited, you're not allowed to say the wrong lav. If you say the wrong lav, it's a problem.
I was wondering, according to Tesis, if you get Malkus, can they choose any of these lavs?
I'm not sure.
You also have to tell them that he's getting Malkus for it.
Well, they can't choose the six lavs.
You can't just say it's a lav, you have to say.
Yeah, I know. But in terms of what lav, can just. The six lavs, say, but.
The Gemara in a few places says Mishum Mai Masrinan Be. The Gemara says. The Gemara says that the beginning of Toilin in Shabbos, Mishum Mai Masrinan Be, concerning Mishamer, when you're going ahead and you're removing the sediment from wine. And that's what Taisvus in Shabbos Ayin Gemon Beis discusses, whether you actually really need that type of detail. Well, it's a problem, you don't need the detail, but you're not allowed to go ahead and deviate it and be give hasra for the wrong lav. Then there's a Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan that if you water the land on Shemitah, or you do weeding on Shemitah, what could the possible Isser be? Is it Harisha or Zriya? Or you do that on Shabbos, Mishum Mai Masrinan Be. There's a machlokas whether it's Zriya or whether it's Harisha. The Gemara says, Mishum Mai Masrinan Be, if you do that on Shabbos. So you do have those Gemaras. Even machlokas, how do you learn that? See, there it's even more interesting because there you could, L'chara should be able to get away with Lo Saseh Kol Malacha. L'chara over there you could just get away with Lo Saseh Kol Malacha.
Maybe we have a sheet
off my phone. Okay, so anyway, it's a Gemara in Bav Metzia Kufyat Aleph Amid Aleph, which says, the Oiver Mishum Chamisha Shemos Vaaseh. Koivei Sechar Socher is over Mishum Chamisha Shemais. V'arambam Kan Halacha Beis Lo Choshiv Rak Arba. The Rambam does not bring five, but only brings four. V'gam Aseh. And the Braisa in Kufyat Aleph and Aleph also says you're over the Aseh of B'yomo Titein Secharai. Vayem ben Nuka Yosef Sham, Divra Masal Chamisha Shemos Ubashash Sham. The Brisa there actually says, Dahani Diika Di Yamama Leka Balaila. Not all of these Shemos are prevalent during for a Schir Yom and a Schir Laila. For instance, a Schir Yom, you have the whole night to pay it. Therefore, there's a specific lav by a Schir Yom that you have the whole night to pay him. Therefore, there's a special azhara, lo solim pula schir itacha ad habayker. So that lav, lo solim pula schir itacha ad habayker, only would apply to a schir yom, correct? Itacha ad habayker. And similarly, a schir laila would be the only one that would have a lav of lo savo alav hashemesh, because a schir yom does not have lo savo alav hashemesh, because a schir yom does not have to pay his schir yom during the day, because the fellow's working from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, he finishes at the end of the day, and the balabai says the whole night, so l'chayre he does not have the lav of lo savo alav hashemesh applicable to him.
What if he is over on it, and then the next,
that's the next discussion. The problem is the Gemara says.
Once you're over, that's it.
The Gemara says Amar Rav Chisda, Shem Schiris. The Rav Chisda makes a statement that when the Gemara says you're over all these lavim, it's talking about Shem Schiris. So the way Rashi learns Shem Schiris and the Mukei Yosef learns Shem Schiris is it means these are all the lavim you could be over in the course of Schiris. Meaning not during the course of hiring one Sechir, but in the course of hiring different Sechirim, Sechir Yom and Sechir Laila. That's the way Namuke Yosef learns it like Rashi. But there are others who don't learn like that. Ayin Shem B'Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah learns from the Rambam, like you wanted to say, Rabbi Davis, that when it says you're over all these lavim, it could be by either a Sechir Yom or a Sechir Laila. And if I have a Sechir Yom, for instance, that I go ahead and I let the whole night pass, I'm over lo solid pechulat pulas sechar socher itacha ad habayker, because I let the whole night go. And if I continue to hold back the wages for the next day, I'm also over on lo savo olav hashemesh.
Too loud?
Yes. That's the way the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam. Now, why does he learn the Rambam like that? Because at the very beginning of Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Schiris, when the Rambam brings the Iker Din of Baal Tolin, the Rambam as the primary lav says like this: anyone who holds back the wages of a payel, the Rambam says, anyone who holds back the wages of a payel is over the lav of lo sullen, is over the lav of lo savo lav hashemesh, and over the lav of biyomo titen zecharai. So the Magen Mishnah says, why when the Rambam brings the primary lav of holding back the wages, does he bring v'lo savo lav hashemesh? The Gemara says lo savo lav hashemesh is a lav by sechir laila, correct? Why would the Rambam go ahead and bring that as the primary lav? That's what, and if you look at the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Schiris, when he introduces the Perek, and he says holding back the wages of a payel, you're over a lav and an asay, the lav he brings is lo savo lav hashemesh, and the asay he brings is biyomo titen zecharo, both of which apply to a schir laila. The Magen Mishnah is bothered by why the Rambam's primary example of a schir and Baal Tolin is by a schir laila. So the Magen Mishnah answers, because the Rambam wants to tell you whether it's a schir yom or a schir laila, if you allow the period of not only a night to pass, but a night and a day to pass, then you will be over the Isser of Lo Sovel of Hashemesh if you allow that period to pass, whether it's a Schir Laila or a Schir Yon. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. So that's the Magen Mishnah's Chiddush, which is against the Nemukei Yosef and Rashi.
And the Hasei is on both too.
That's correct. Can only be on one Oymer.
Even though the
Hasei is also
on one. Schir
and one. The Hasei, you were able to ask him, what do you have left? There's another, you have to need, you would need another Tzibui to make it another Hasei.
The question is like this. When there is a tzivui that says Lo Sovo Lov Hashemesh, the Gemara learns the Ikar Tzivui of Lo Sovo Lov Hashemesh is on a Sechir Laila, correct? He works the whole night, you have the whole day to pay him. If you don't pay him during the day and the sun goes down and you don't pay him, you're over the law of Lo Sovo Lov Hashemesh. Could you possibly also be over Lo Sovo Lov Hashemesh on a Schir Yom? If you don't pay the Schir Yom the whole night, and you then let the following day after that night elapse. So the new Mukhei Yosef says no. And when the Gemara says you're over all these lavim, it doesn't mean with one payel allowing two time periods to lapse afterwards. But rather it means with Payalim in general, you have the ability to be over these Lavim, some with a Schir Yom, right, and some with a Schir Laila.
That's the more positive.
That's Rashi, based on Rav Chisda's Memra, Shem Schiris, that the Gemara is talking about Shem Schiris, and that's the Nemukei Yosef. But the Magen Mishnah disagrees.
I think it's a problem because before the Chinuch explained that it's a lot of Schir Yom and Schir Laila, and he explained that it's still one mitzvah. Because when something, the Torah gives something, l'hashlum dinah mitzvah, ein lo nolim dos mashiach l'hashlum dinah mitzvah, l'hashlum dinah mitzvah b'nei atzma. But now that he's saying that with the same person, you can be over Schir Yom and he stops there and he pays him at night, he's still over one law. And now the same person, if he waits another 12 hours, he can be over another law. The Torah should have counted it as two lavim. It's not anymore the hashlum dinah mitzvah. The Chinuch explained the hashlum dinah mitzvah. Right. I know Schir Yom, Schir Laila is just a corresponding parallel to Schir Yom, but now it should be two lavim. So you see, the Chinuch doesn't hold like that. He holds that you're not going to be able to two lavim. And even according to the Rambam, according to the Mishnah, why doesn't the Rambam count it as two lavim now? One person can do an action that is over two different lavim.
See, the Magen Mishnah comes onto this in the Rambam because he's very bothered by why the Rambam's primary example in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, when he introduces the whole Halacha of Kovei Sechar Sachir, he brings as the primary lav, Lo Sovo Olav Hashemesh. Why does he bring the primary example to be a Schir Laila? That bothers him very much. The Magen Mishnah.
Akash is according to the Magen Mishnah that now one person who starts out as a Schir Yom will be over if he holds it throughout the night also.
Right.
So if he holds it throughout the day but he pays him at night, he's been over one lav. Now that he holds it for the night also, the same person will be over two lavin. So now already it should be counted in the Tariq of Mitzvahs as two separate lavin. Before the Chinuch explained when it's like Mugiyos, two separate, you know, just there's a Schir Yom lav and there's a Schir Laila lav, two separate things, but it's corresponding.
Right.
So we count it as one Tariq Mitzvah. But now one person is doing, if he's done one action to hold it during the day, he's done another action to hold it at night. And if it's two separate lavin, the Tariq should count, and you have it twice, two lavin should be two Tariq Mitzvahs. It's not any more Lahashlam.
Krishma, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. The Rambam says two Krishma, one poker, one bear.
And Rambam, even though it's a different mitzvah, Rambam considers it one mitzvah.
Right.
Because it's all the same Krishna. Idea. It's all Kabbalah Somach Shemai, twice a day, like over here.
You think that would make it two mitzvahs? Don't you think it's a hashlama to that mitzvah? Saying this one mitzvah has these two lavim?
So why are you over two lavim? If it's just a hashlama. What is a hashlama? Hashlama means... Before when we said that it's not a hashlama, it's just, you know, don't think that you can only not work cold during the day. If you hire a guy during the day, if you hire a guy at night, you got to pay him during the night too. It's just a corresponding law. But the same idea. Maybe it's the same idea over here. But no, it's a chiddush now. It's a chiddush idea over two lavim now.
But halama achas is chayiv one. Different halamas is chayiv more than one. It's the same sham. So here, we found it's a different sham. Could be don't need a different halama.
I don't know.
Just bring it up. It's two shirim halama.
By Baal Tach, you can only get one if you don't buy more than three. Right? If it's there's a new shame of Halona, Laila has a name of Halona. And all over Lloyd Solon is Laila. So even though there's a special mitzvah to give on the same day, but you make another Halona, it's Halona. Halona is a night. In every case where it says La, it means the night. So in general, it means.
Okay, let's finish the paragraph off. Ubekesef Mishnah has a chiddush. Kasef kaven the kovei sechar sachir ve'ein ratzani l'shalem. If a guy is holding it back and his intent is not to pay it all, im kainim over laila v'yom over mishum kol hashemus. The Kesef Mishnah says, you know when it is that you over all the shemus of yom v'laila? When the two time periods pass and your intent is to never pay him. But if all you're looking for is extra time, then you wouldn't be iver all the shemus with the expiration of two time periods. Vayein lechem mishnah daito da'afim ritzana l'shalom. He's just looking for extra time. Rak detalin iver mishum kol hashemus. The Lechem Mishnah says, I agree with the Magid Mishnah.
But only if he doesn't pay.
I agree with the Magid Mishnah. Even if his intent is to pay, but he's just looking for some extra time, he'd still be over all the Shemos with the expiration of the two time periods. Va'amru Begir Toshav. So the Chinuch says, and this is based on the Gemara and Kufir Aleph, Amar Aleph, and Amar Bez, that there might be an Isser, an Aseh, of Biyomo Titein Secharai by Agir Taishav, based on the juxtaposition of the Pesukim, where it says, Lo Sashok Re'echa, and Lo Sashok Achicha. One Pasuk Re'echa in Kedoshim, and one Pasuk Lo Sashok Achicha Ha'evyon, in Re'e. But then it says, V'gercha asher bisharecha. Machlokes is not referring to a ger tosha v'ger tzedek. And the next pasuk, right after V'gercha asher bisharecha, says, B'yomo titein secharei. So they learn that there's a continuation of V'gercha asher bisharecha, that it refers to the next pasuk, B'yomo titein secharei. Das HaRambam Kan, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says beferish in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph Hichas Chirus, the Begir Toshav Iver Ba'asei B'yomo Titein Zechara Avalo Belav Uberidfa B'metzir Shom Dibur Maschil Ve'ein Bo Tama Alzeh. It's a Gemara. V'arav Mechaber Kosev Bishmo V'u Adin L'ben Noyach. Here, if you look at the chinuch, the end of the paragraph, because of our Rambam, Zichron Levracha, Duad Din Leven Noach. So the Rambam never mentions Ben Noach in Hilchos Chirach Perek Yud Alef. It just says Ger Toshav. So it's unclear what the chinuch means in the name of the Rambam. This is Duad Din Leven Noach. V'Rav Mechaber Kasev B'Shmo, Duad Din Leven Noach. V'lo Matzas LaRambam Loshen Zeh. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Ben Noach. He just says in Halacha Alef in Perek Yud Alef Chirach Ger Toshav. V'eni Yodea Kavanas HaRav HaMechaber. The Ben Noach Sha'ovet Avodah Zara, any Yodea Menolan. In other words, if it's a Ben Noach that's not Ovet Avodah Zara, that's a Ger Toshav. Right? Shein Ovet Avodah Zara, but Ochen Nevelos, that's a Ger Toshav. And if he's Ovet Avodah Zara and he's Ben Noach, that's not included, it's not a Ger Toshav. Adarab b'shashom the Gemara kufiyud alfam and beis mavur lahedja. The begai ain't a over klal rak begir toshav. Ve'i kavanaso ben noach she'ino over avodah zara. Kimavur b'ram perik yud me'echos malach malach yud. The kore lager she'ino over avodah zara ben noach. Mikoma kom any odea kevan de shas mavur de marbinon ger toshav efshar davka ger toshav dino shikibel olav sheva mitzvahs bizman hazeh ein din ger toshav. And if you're going to tell me the Ram doesn't mean ben noach because he never mentions ben noach and all he means is ger toshav, you should know that bizman hazeh there is no din of ger toshav.
So?
What?
I don't know, just saying. I ain't Rambam.
So the Rambam would bring it down. Is that it?
No, the Rambam definitely would bring it down, even though it's not Noach Bizman Hazeh.
Yeah.
That's the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
Bizman Hazeh ain't Din Ger Toshav. I'm just telling you. I ain't Rambam. The difference would be if you held Ben Noach, like the Chinuch would bring, then it would be Noach Bizman Hazeh, correct? If it's Ben Noach. But if it's Ger Toshav, like the Rambam says, because the Rambam never says Ben Noach, and the Gemara's Mashma only Ger Toshav. So then that would not apply Bizman Hazeh. That's the difference between Ben Noach and Ger Toshav. But Ger Toshav would not apply Bizman Hazeh. Because it's Bizman Hazeh ain't in Ger Toshav. Ain't Rambam Hilchos Akum Perek Yud Halacha Vav, Shabbos Perek Chof Halacha Yud Dal, the ain't Ger Toshav Noach El Bizman Shayoyev Al Noach. V'ha'idna leka din ger toshav. V'harif hishmit k'tsas ha-mishnah de ger toshav. And the Rif does not list this part of the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. De ger toshav. Kevin de eino noiga idna. V'gam b'tor v'shuchan aruch where it brings the halachas of kovir sechar sachir. Lo heviu din zeh. U'barash av shigam kein. Eino koisev eladinim hanu hagim ata mikol makom hevi din right gdeger toshav. Right, and that means v'tzorich iyan. Uberambam lo nimtza din ben noach. This den noach is a mystery that the chinuch brings. Uberambam lo nimtza din ben noach shekosam rab mechaber v'tzorich iyan. Is there a footnote on that?
Yeah. They say that it could be that the chinuch source of the Rambam is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because over there he says, the mitzvah litein sfar socher b'zmano, he was called socher, ben goy ben yisrael.
There's ben goy in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Problem, what's the marker for that? Because the Gemara only says ger toshav.
And he doesn't write over there Ger Toshav. So the Chinuch is making a deal that it means even a real guy, not a Ger Toshav. So this, the Maram Shik, and the State Family, and the Clay Family, and the official program, the whole bunch.
Okay, let's continue.
And you know the problem that if the Rambam, like if the Chinuch holds that the Rambam is including that there's an but it's only the say, right? Not the law.
Correct.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, so the let's go to the next piece. Ches. Vayim b'shashom demarbinan afilu scharai livtzoloi eshkol anav mecha. So let's say you hire the guy just to literally pick one bunch of grapes. So there's still a din, the Gemara says, of Baal Tolin. So what's the chiddush there? So it's machlekes rishonim what the chiddush is. Vinei Rashi divar maschil el livtzor and taisvus perish dahainu sechir shois. L'chayra, you're only hiring the guy for like a short period of time. So you might think that Baal Tolin is only if he's hired for at least the minimum of a day. Talmud Leimer, a guy is hired just for an hour or two, you also have Baal Tolin.
How do you measure Baal Tolin? The day? Until the following day?
That was Machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, if you recall. Whether a Schir Shais is, you pay him by Yom or no. So we say Schir Shais, you would pay him also by Yom. Because there's enough time in the rest of the day to pay him.
Very late.
We had that earlier. Yeah. So I don't know if you have that page with you, but
over here there's a pshat in the bottom they bring for the bach. That shaila, it seems to be that maybe the way to learn the Rambam is that the shaila is of Ger Toshav, that it says is no only bisman ayovel, if that goes only on Yeshiva Saratz Israel, or if it goes on everything. The bach says like I'll be about Neschinim and other things. That even Bizman has it's like Toshav. So it's mistaber that the Yisrael of Leit Tolin has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael or this. It's a Gezel Dika Alocha, that it's Shaykh to Ger Toshav, even Bizman has it. That would seem the most mistaber Dika Teretz.
So there is a concept of Ger Toshav Bizman has it, like Abishan.
It's that the dinim of it's only Bizman Ayyub,
it's not really Teretz Yisrael.
Shaykh Teretz Yisrael, things like that. But not in Gezel. In Gezel, if he's Makabal Abid Azor and everything, so he's not an Oyvid Abid Azor anyway. He doesn't have to be a gear for it.
Yeah.
And they sent to this a very famous letter from the last thing is the Moron Rizal Levi. Is it here? They have Moron Rizal Levi. The last thing is about Ger Toshav, about the Gerus of Ger Toshav.
Oh yeah?
What kind of a Ger, if he has a din, does it go Yerusha, does the son of a Ger Toshav? Is a Ger Toshav, is it a type of a Gerus or not? That's the big shaila of Ger Toshav. Or it's just, you know, an independent thing, but it's not like Gerus.
Right.
And there's some hope that even there's some kind of a, you know, Gilshin is guy around it, Ger Toshav. The last letter he has over here. I'll look at it while you're learning and try to see if it relates to this. But it would seem that would be the Derech and the Rambam. Because there's a Bach that way. They bring a Bach that talks about Manas Chinam. He says, Ger Toshav, and that's not Noyagiv. It's still. And he brings about Be'er Sheva in Sanhedrin. Linin Lach Yosei, Tzor Shei Kabel Olam Sheva Mitzvahs. It seems Linin Lach Yosei, it's not connected with the other things. It's a Kabel Sheva Mitzvah.
It's
Yeah, I see. It's in the footnote. Yud. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara says that even if he's just picking one bunch of grapes, you still have Baal Tolin. So Rashi and Taisus learn that this is teaching you the Chiddush of Sechir Sha'is. That even if he's only hired for a small period of time, 2-3 hours, you still have to deal with the din of Baal Tolin. When we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if he's hired for a few hours during the day, do you have to pay him during the day? So we had that machlokas earlier.
What is Shmuel hold?
So we had that earlier.
We're talking like Rav, that you have to pay him at the end of the day. But what's Shmuel would hold what?
So here we had
King.
Shishir Sha'is. The Gemara says klug sham kufin auf amen auf rav shmuel un pasak kirav asma kam pasak shmuel de shir shais de laila goyve kol halaila de kol hayom is a gover kol hayom is a gover kol halaila that's the machlokes right But anyway, according to them, that's the Chiddush, that a Schir Shais Tlazad Din of Baal Torah. But according to the Ritva, the Chiddush of somebody who's hired just to pick a bunch of grapes is that there's Baal Torah and even less than a Shavu Pruta. Because of the Afilu Im Schara Pachas Mishavu Pruta, Mikom Akom Over Mishum Baal Torah. V'im Kein L'divrei HaRitva Av Shagaynev A gozal pachas mishavu pruta ein bezdin nizkakin ki eino bedin hashava ki mevuar le'el.
Maybe it's more like a kli, you know.
What?
A kli of pachas mishavu pruta doesn't matter. A bunch of grapes is come out like a kli. It's not like shavu pruta. It's high for that reason. So it's more like a kli. That's not as far.
But at the end of the day, what do I owe this payo? Less than a shavu pruta, correct?
That's correct.
So if I don't pay him on time, is that considered to be nichlal in the iser of Baal Torah?
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Ritva av shagonev gozal pachas shavu pruta ain bezin iskakin right ki ainu bedin hashavu kimavur lael mikom akom kodem zmano beschir. In other words, let's say the guy has worked for him, and now the guy comes to him to collect. And the guy says, come on, give me a break, it's so little. Does Bezdin go and try to force him to pay less than a shavu pruta? Mikol makom kodem zmano b'schir kaifin I say. Bezdin still will try to force this guy to make the payment. B'chol mine kfias. Shalola Avar Allah Sevalav. At the Chiddush of the Gemara according to the Ritva is, he'll be over the Aseh and the Lav. And since we have the Din, the Gemara in Ksubas Pevav says, Kaifan Asai, to be Makayim and Aseh and Lav, we will go ahead and try to intimidate him to go ahead and make this payment, even though it's less than a Shavu Pruta.
So that would be another reason why you need a separate Lav. But the Gemara never talks about that. And then Mara talks about there's three lavim. What do you need this one? What do you need this one? What do you need this one? And now we just gave a reason. Why? Because it's not by pachas mishavu pruta.
The Gemara discusses ribas or not and gzela.
If you before you stole, you'd also be good for him. Over here it's talking before you stole. If it's before you steal, they'll be good for you anyway. After you steal, it's tashlumin. Yeah. So there's no din and momenus about it. The Chathila, it's also, the Rambam says, also like Zel Pachas, the Pachas Mishav HaPruta. So you'll also be Kuyta before. So the whole question is, there's not a difference between Zela. Any other area you do is the other one, the Pachas Mishav HaPruta.
But by Gizela, you're confident to give him back?
No.
There's no Hoshova less than Pachas
Mishav HaPruta. But you're Kuyta before he does it. If he's going to steal, you're going for him not to steal.
Yeah, right. And here? It's before.
So he's talking about before.
So you're saying if you steal less than Shavu Pruta, you have a lava of Sigzal? There's just no din hashav?
The Rambam says also. His lesson is also Sigzal. The Marek Mishnah says it's a din of Chatzi Shir.
Yeah, Chatzi Shir is a din.
The Marek Mishnah, it's possible that it's... The whole thing about Pruta is Tashluin. Because it's all the dinim of Pruta.
Yeah, but what he's saying is, according to the Rebbe, that the Iker is din, the Iker
is din. Agoy is Mokir of Tashluin, even on Pachas Mishav Pruta.
I know, but if the Ritva holding that the Lal Bal Tolan Milechatkila applies to less than Shav Pruta, if you hire a guy for a half a penny,
that's right.
So then, he's right. Then how can we learn out from Gzela? No,
because that says the same thing from Gzela.
There's an Isser. I don't
understand. No one says you can learn out from Gzela. Oh, no. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara says you could learn out Gzela from Ribbison. Oh, no. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says.
Not
the Gemara.
Not
right.
Okay, that's your answer.
The Gemara has Onar Ribbis and Gzela. And the Gemara at the end of the day says, I can learn out Gzela from Ribbis and Onar. And I really don't need to write Gzela. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, why do I write Gzela? La'avar olav b'shnei la'avim. La'avar on what? So the Gemara says, la'avar on kovesh sechar socher b'shnei la'avim. To be over the iser of kovesh sechar socher b'shnei la'avim. The la'av of kovesh sechar socher and lo'y sigzol. So don't confuse it.
But it does say that from Hagbah Tolin, the use of Kovish Chasor includes Gezel also.
Right.
It does say.
Yeah, it does say.
Hagbah Gezel also. But it doesn't ask the Kasha, but still, that not coming. But I say Gezel also, you know, you're kosher. If somebody's coming to steal,
so
you're kosher.
Contra means generally, in a usual case of Baal Tolin.
Well, listen to this, what he says in the Ritva. Listen to the next statement in the Ritva. V'efshar, listen to this. Til adivrei ha-Ritva. And the chiddush of the Gemara is you're over Baal Tolin even pachas mishava pruta. Im lokach ha-beged miyad ha-kablin. I give a kablin a beged to go ahead and do a little stitch. And his schar for the little stitch is less than a shava pruta, correct? And I grab it from him bechazaka, so I no longer have the problem of lav she'ein bo maisa, correct?
Yeah.
Begavim de ispe maisa, which the mincha tzchina feels takes care of the problem of lav she'ein bo maisa. Kamo shekasavti la'el, v'haschar u'pachas mi shava pruta, Efshar the lichen im over al baltolin. The achers mano lo niten le tashlumen. The hatashlumen pachas mishava pruta eno poter mimalkus. Kamo chabala pachas mishava pruta. With the Gemara all over says what? Chabala pachas mishava pruta the lichen. Kevin shu pachas mishava pruta. V'tzorich im b'chol zeh. That's interesting, no? Now we get into the famous Chatzishir Chakira. Somehow we always end up with the Chatzishir Chakira. Vod nafkamina leharitfa de gam al pachs mishava pruta over baltolin im kein ein shvua chala im nishpa shalo l'shalem l'sachir. Is that considered to be a shvua that is an eno chal because it's already mushpa v'oimi mehar Sinai? A guy owes what? Money to a payel or a socher or a kablin. It's less than a shava pruta. And he takes a shvua. I'm never going to pay this guy. Do you say that shvua is chal or not chal? Because is it mushba v'omid mihar Sinai? So it depends. If you're going to tell me, like the Ritva, that it's a part of the Isser of Baal Tolin, that it's Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai, it's not Chal. Im ken ein shvua chala, im nishba shelo l'shalem l'sacher. Avala ha'aymrim d'davka shava pruta, im ken pachas mishava pruta, havi chatzi shir, u'shvua chala, or chatzi shir. That's a famous chakira. It's chatzi shir considered to be mushba v'amid mihar Sinai. Tais v'shvuas chapez amid bez. Kamor shekasavti kama pamim le'el. That's the famous chakira by chatzi shir. So it's an interesting question. Do you have baal tolin on pachas mishava pruta? So do you think this is tolly in this question of do you, like we said, by baal tolin you have machlokas rav and shmuel. Do you paskin like Rav? Do you paskin like Shmuel? Is Baal Tolin Isure or is it Dine? So would you say that if it's Isure, it doesn't matter if it's less than a Pruta or more than a Pruta? But if it's Dine and it's Momonos and Hefsid Momon, then you would say it Lachara would have to be a Shava Pruta. Maybe it's totally on that. Anyway, so we have this interesting question, shava pruta or not.
But if you chai malchus, then for sure it's your mushba v'amid, no?
That's the Ritva Shita, yeah. And he's only saying that tzad in the Ritva.
Uh-huh.
That Baal Tolan applies even to Pachas Mishavah Pruta. That's the Ritva Shita. And he's saying that in the Ritva.
But on the Tzadik, you get Malkus. I mean, if the Tzadik get Malkus, then it's...
And that's in the Ritva, he's saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can just finish up here. I think we have, like, basically two paragraphs. Very interesting. That you, if you're tovea him and he doesn't have the money, he's not over the Isser Baal Tolan. Ken Hayaloshan HaRambam Kan Alocha Dalit. The Rambam paskens like that, based on the Gemara. Uba mitzvah tov kuf peches kosovar mechaber tafil yesh lo chafatzim. Even if he has assets, rak yafsid harbe mishulo, but to sell those assets to raise the funds would cost him a loss. Ain't oiver. He still has an excuse, and he's not oiver. Vayem b'magid mishnah v'cheinu b'shulchan aruch to davke im yeshlo mois. That the only time he's oiver baal tolan is if he actually has the money and he doesn't pay. Interesting. Iver, v'im ein lo ma'os, eino oiver. Aye, what about social justice? Uberit v'sham kuf yedal from the base divar amaskel itcha, nira medivar erav mechaber shekosel afidu umhaya lo oichlin oiver. Rak kelim eino oiver. The tzorech lo hafsid mishaloi. V'yeh b'masech ha-shabbos, you know this gemara kukhov zayin with beis, after Hayavo Prakmacha, Lo Nosin Lo. What? Nira de Ain Sarch Lose Sly, Schoira, the Ain Iver. Ki Haish Haya Yuresha Mayim Kimavor Bashar Sham, Uloraya Zu Herani Talmud Sheyechia. So the Gemara on Kuf Chav Zayin Rebezin Shabbat says like this Tana Rabbanan. Call me Shadan Chaver Lakav Zuchus. Anyone who's done his friend or his neighbor Lakav Zuchus, Dana lo Mishamayim Lakav Zuchus. They done him Minar Shamayim Lakav Zuchus. Maisa Ba'adam Echad, who came from the Galil to the Negev, and he hired himself out for 3 years. He worked for 3 years, and after 3 years, it was Erev Yom Kippur. And he said to his Adon, he said to his boss, I'd like to go home. Can I get paid now after 3 years? The guy said, Ain't li mice, I don't have any money. The guy said, how about Kalim? The guy said, Ain't li Kalim. The guy said, how about Behema? Ain't li Behema. The guy said, what about Paris? Ain't li Paris. The guy said, what about Karka? Ain't li Karka. The Gemara says the guy went home very sad, Erev Yom Kippur. Then it says, after Yom Kippur, the Balabayas filled up 3 donkeys filled with food and wine and chased after this employee and made a party for him and made a Sudas Yontif and paid him everything he owed him. And he said to him, when I said to you, I had no money, what did you accuse me of? He goes, I didn't accuse you of anything. I thought that you got a good deal on some merchandise, and you bought the merchandise, and your money was tied up in your merchandise. And when I said I had no, Kalim, what did you think?
That's so beautiful.
I thought that your Kalim were rented out. And when I said I had no behemoths, what did you think? I thought your behemoths were rented out. And when I said I had no peros, what did you think? I thought your peros were not meisered yet. And when I said I had no karka, what did you think? I thought your karka was with an aris. That's the story. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I had a Talmud who pointed out to me, I don't understand. Shouldn't the guy have made a claim? You know what? I believe that your money was tied up in your prakmacha, was tied up in your business assets. Why didn't he make a claim on the business assets? So, Lachori, you see from here that if the guy doesn't have ready cash, you don't have a claim on the guy's business assets. So the Chassam Sofer says there's no raya from here, because that's what the guy was claiming. The guy was saying, you have no money, what about your behemah? What about your kalim? In other words, the guy was claiming, give me from your business assets. The Maharashtra says, you know why he has no claim here? Because it was Erev Yom Kippur. And you can't expect the guy to liquidate at a fair price Erev Yom Kippur. But if it would be a regular market day, he could have forced him to liquidate. So it's a machlokes whether that Gemara is a raya or not, whether you could force a guy to liquidate to make your payment.
You know who this person was that was Lamed Zchus? Who it was?
No.
It was Rabbi Akiva when he was in Amoritz.
Really?
It's a Menorah Samor that says...
The Gemara doesn't say that, does it?
That's what she said. She saw his Miley. Snuyo Miley. He had Midas Tavis, that's why she took him Rochel. You see that Rabbi Akiva, when he said, Mi ten Amoritz v'nashchenu kechamo, that
That was the Balabas.
That was the Balabas.
No, Stami is talking about the Balabas was the Yare.
Oh, the
Ish was the man who didn't pay was
the Balabas. And he turned out to be who? No, the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar.
Interesting.
Rabbi Elazar ben Hukunis was a big...
Anyway, so it's a question whether that Gemara is a raya, what you can tie on the Balabas. Okay, so let's just read the last paragraph.
Come Rabbi Akiva.
You hire somebody during that day. You have cash to pay him. Are you allowed to just run out and spend the money on something?
See, I found it fascinating because it's mashma that the guy does not have to make preparations. You'd think that there would be a responsibility to say, you know what, I have a great deal on merchandise, but how in the world would I be allowed to spend all of my money on merchandise if I have an existing obligation to my payel, right? But it seems that he was not in the wrong or held responsible for Baal Tullin by spending money and relieving himself of his obligation by spending money on merchandise.
You can say that further. There was no shibud from the poil on that.
The shibud comes after he finishes the work, you mean? What if he has cash after he hires him? And he goes, after he hired him, he's already responsible to pay. But if it was before, now he can hire because he has no cash. Okay, so he hires even though he has no cash, he's not responsible to sell in order to hire. But after you hired already.
He's
saying that when does the obligation arise?
Says the guy was working for him for 3 years.
So the shiva was after the third year, not more than 3 years.
It was payment for 3 years' work.
That's why you had these donkeys. And
that's interesting. You're allowed to do that all together. 3 years before you pay.
He's probably fed up. He's not the way he did with his family, but they borrowed.
Well, maybe it's telling you whether you see Baal Tullin as a din mominus or a din iser. If it's a din mominus, then maybe it's more shy to say that if you have money then after you hired him, you have to put aside to pay him.
But if it's all din iser,
the iser starts when you hire to pay him. It's finished.
Yeah.
It's totally an iser mominus.
Okay. You know what? We have just a few lines left. Let's finish up. Vayein b'divrei Rav ha-mechaber l'kamon mitzvot kuf peches. Dim kolsu schirasei b'shabes nira de b'shabes eino aiver. Avsha iser eino ela de rabbanon. U'befrat loses mashkan. It's only an iser de rabbanon to pay, right? Also, why not just give my mashkan on Shabbos? Ach lo gara mi ein lo. O yom ha-deshuka. It says in the Gemara, yom ha-deshuka, and you're busy, you have the ability to push him off. Shabbos should be no worse. Afsha iser eino el derabanan. Befrat lo ses mashkan. Ach lo gara mi ein lo yom ha-deshuka mavor. B'shas sham kufit bezom en alf. Hachinami, I died to the Hachi Sachar. Shalom Yitim B'Shabbos Ve'Eino Iver.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.